Lives of Pitch, the podcast where we pitch the best films that'll never get made. I'm Matt Turner.
And I'm Tom McGrath. And the game goes like this. We ask you, our devoted listeners, to come up with titles that you'd like to hear us pitch.
We then collaborate, coming up with story points, casting, and even marketing strategies.
Without further ado, this week's title is... It's a double feature!
A double feature! It's just me and Tom this time.
Yep. We're recording just us two, and we're going to be pitching, doing it old school.
Yeah.
We're pitching films at each other instead of collaboratively working together. Yeah. We're going to be throwing ideas at each other for film titles we've given each other from you, the listeners.
Yes, we use leftovers.
Yes.
Scrape the bottom of that dreg barrel.
Don't call it that. I mean, it is, but don't call it that.
What? You can't, we can't call these episodes Lives of Pitch : The Leftovers?
Yeah, why not? After Halloween, we decided to sort of, let's just make an episode in between Halloween episodes, so we don't get...
It's like that episode of your favourite cartoon where normally it's all plot and then they just go to the beach for an episode.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of
thing.
This
is our beach episode.
Yeah, our beach episode. You could also describe it as a bottle episode.
Yeah.
Because it's just us two in a room, locked in.
Well, that's all the episodes,
though. Yeah, yeah, basically, yeah. we're going to be pitching films at each other if you have not listened to the other episodes. Basically like that, except this time we're not coming up with the titles. We've looked at some of the older posts you've given us.
Just grabbed the dregs.
Yeah, just grabbed ones we didn't use.
Yeah.
So, pitching first...
If you want to give us titles that might turn up here, you can go over to facebook.com/Lives of Pitch Podcast, or you can go over to Twitter at Lives of Pitch Show, or hit us up on Instagram at Lives of Pitch Show. I wouldn't live it down with Jennifer Garner, who runs that, if I didn't mention that at some point.
Jennifer Garner runs her Instagram. Yeah. Oh, yeah, not that one. Yeah. So, yes, Matt.
Yep.
Your title this week.
Okay, I'm scared. This is the problem. This is just always a stressful version of the show.
it's the pressure's on.
Yep.
But it's good. It's character building.
Yeah, it's
in
like,
some ways, that's, literally.
That's why. Yeah, that's what they used to say about beating children as well.
Yeah, and just standing outside in the cold in your underwear. That's character building.
Yeah, sure it is. Digging holes.
So... From Tom Ockran Haggerty, got in touch with us on the Facebook page. We've got Space Postman.
Space Postman?
Yes.
Okay, right. Is that M-E-N or M-A-N?
M-A-N.
M-A-N, so it's a singular...
I had to look.
Singular Space Postman. Okay, right, so I don't want to make anything too massive here.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because if... The easy place to go would be to go, okay, it's a guy who delivers messages between planets, but that's just Futurama. So I'm going to say that this is I tell you what. I'm not going to go for Willem Dafoe.
Okay.
I'm going to go for...
I think quite a lot of our audience are going, thank God, at this point.
Brendan Fraser.
Okay.
Right. Brendan Fraser plays an out-of-work actor.
Plays?
Yeah.
All right.
He plays a stretch. It's tough for him. He plays an actor who used to be in a sitcom. He used to be like a prominent character in a sitcom.
Mm.
That got cancelled. And it ended, and he didn't really get much work afterwards. He's done a bit of theatre stuff, nothing that's gone out. But the thing is, he's still got, like, this thing still has a small following. Like, he reads online internet boards and stuff, and he's sort of got, like, do you remember that episode where... And he, like, spends maybe a bit too much time looking at those, like, reliving the old days and that sort of thing.
Mm.
So, he gets... A little trickle of fan mail as well.
Yeah, yeah.
right? So but what he realizes, like, eventually, like, we kind of cut to, that's his daily routine of, like, he goes and he's probably living off, like, royalties of stuff being played.
Yeah. Like on ITV or something. Yeah. If the Mummy's played on ITV, then yeah, he obviously gets a bit.
Just Brendan Fraser.
Just Brendan Fraser. Okay. Or Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Yeah.
Or whatever the
best
film
Space Jam movie.
Yeah. I've recently added it to the list on my Amazon Prime.
for
commentaries.
Yeah. He gets, you know, he's living off that, basically. He's living on kind of like a kind of modest life out just outside of LA. Can't afford to quite live in the middle of the city anymore.
So
he's getting his...
he's living in the same caravan that Hugh Jackman's in the film Swordfish.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have seen Swordfish.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a heist film.
Yeah, but he lives in a caravan out in the desert.
Right. No, he's sort of... It's just a modest sort of, like, house. He's got a porch on the front.
Oh, right.
And you know, the classic...
He's got a porch on the front?
Yeah, like one of those with the swings.
Yeah.
You know, the classic American wooden house.
Yeah. Picket fence.
Malcolm in the Middle style, like, house. Anyway, so... He gets this trickle of fan mail, and then he starts to realise that this fan mail, some of it makes no sense whatsoever.
Okay.
Some of it's written in weird glyphs.
Yeah.
Some of it is references, like, makes just jokes that, like, as if the show's still on.
Hmm.
And, like, or making reference to just things that they do that have relevance in their life that he has no word for. Like, they're writing down this word that doesn't make any sense, right?
Right. I can kind of see where you're going with that, but the fact that telesignals... What I'm imagining here is aliens are watching the same shows that he's been in, and they're giving fan mail.
Yeah.
Fan mail takes a lot longer to get to the planet than it does.
Not when you've got a space postman.
Fair enough.
so he's like, he tries to stop the postman at the door. He's like, where did this come from?
Mm.
Like, it's got no return address. Where did you pick this up?
Tommy Lee Jones is the postman.
Okay, yeah, good idea. And Tommy Lee Jones says, I can't tell you that.
I can tell you that, sir.
I can't tell you that, Mr. He actually says, I can tell you that, Mr. Fraser.
It's just Brendan Fraser.
It's
he can't tell him where his post came from.
Yeah.
That's true. I guess you can't. You're only delivering the post, you're not taking it from people's houses.
I mean, yeah. You could tell the area, though, couldn't you? But, only if it was you who collected it and you who posted it, which isn't how the mail works. No. But, like, he's like, I can't tell you the Mr. Fraser.
That would be an incredible way the mail work. Just everyone talking to each other, not everyone just visiting each other.
So he's like, you gotta tell me how where this came from. This makes no sense. It's crazy, but it's I want to say that it makes reference to something that the scientific community only finds out, like, soon. So, for instance, it talks about, like, a big meteor shower, and then the meteor shower happens later.
Oh,
like a week later.
Okay, right. So he's like, this is messing around with time.
No, it's not. It's not. Like, it's sort of basically, it's a meteor shower that comes past, let's say, Mars.
Okay.
And it's talking about a meteor shower, and then a meteor shower happens, and the thing says, the TV report says, this meteor shower we were hoping would hit Mars before it got to Earth, but unfortunately, it narrowly missed Mars, and then this
I've just completely mistook the word unfortunately for fortunately. Fortunately, it missed Mars. Everyone on there safe.
Unfortunately, it narrowly missed Mars and is now coming plummeting to Earth. Hundreds of us are going to die.
Oh, my God.
But, like, Brendan Fraser knew that there was a meteor shower coming. He didn't. But, like, it was sort of in this thing, it was like, oh, yeah, there's a meteor shower just about to come past. Mm. We're all very worried. And your show is keeping me going. Like, it's this weird pen pal thing. So he stops this... he brings up this pen pal relationship with someone on Mars.
Okay.
Like, so he stops the postman. So he stops Tommy Lee Jones and he says,
right.
Well... if you can't tell me where it came from, can you send this back?
It's Brendan Fraser, not Owen Wilson.
Well, I can't do Brendan Fraser. Benny, looks like you're on the wrong side.
Hey!
If you can't...
I'm Brendan Fraser!
If you can't...
This is what I talk like!
If you can't tell me where it comes from, that's just Kermit now. Can you at least take this back? And he's like, he hands a letter to the thing. So he brings up this, starts this thing where he's trying to like subtly find out where this guy's from. Yeah. And it kind of works
out. When the meteorites go past, that's when he knows.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so
he cottons on that someone's writing to him from Mars.
So it works out, he works it out that like, they're on Mars. Mm. And eventually... he sort of arranges to meet them, like somehow. Like he's like, do you have? How are you getting these messages to Earth? Could you get to Earth? Have you been on Earth? Can you be on Earth? And they're like, yeah, it's pretty easy to get. It's like, I don't know this. In writing, it says, you know, it's pretty easy to get back to Earth, get to Earth for us, but it's...
getting back.
Yeah, getting back is difficult. He's like, well, you should come and you should stay. He's in such a good friendship. He's like, I'm lonely, I want a friend.
Yeah.
And you should stay. And then he arranges to meet them in the park, like, busy day in the park.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I don't know if you're going to land.
Plenty of witnesses.
I don't know if you're going to land your ship or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, so he's waiting and he's waiting and he's waiting and he's waiting. Nothing seems to be happening until, you know, dusk falls and they arrange to meet in the morning. Mm. And the sun's starting to go down now. And he's like really disappointed. He's like worried about this guy or whether it was a prank or something like that. And then just as the sun starts to go down, Tommy Lee Jones... walks and they've said that they're going to be wearing like a flower or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's Tommy Lee Jones with the flower.
Yeah.
And
oh shit,
he was writing to Tommy Lee Jones all along.
Oh.
And so like,
oh.
And it was Tommy Lee Jones.
So
was the space postman.
I'm quite liking the idea that there was no one in space at all.
There was. Tommy Lee Jones is from
acting
space.
Acting as though he was an alien.
Basically, Tommy Lee Jones has been on Earth for a little while, right? But he can't get back.
He didn't want to
reveal to anyone that he was an alien.
Mm.
Until... Oh, that doesn't make sense with the meteor shower thing.
Yeah. I'm quite liking the idea that Tommy Lee Jones wanted to be friends with Brendan Fraser, but he was too shy to sort of ask him or talk to him normally, so he got in touch with him through an alien language.
No, because that firstly, that A, encourages weird stalkery behaviour and lying to the people you're friends with, which is not cool.
Catfishing.
Yeah.
Catfishing, although you see them constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And B, like, no. I don't like it. So we'll say that, like... I tell you what. Easy.
Yeah.
The space postman, Tommy Lee Jones, like... The Tommy Lee Jones is a kind of... It's a robot, like, messenger.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And so when Tommy Lee Jones is like, what's happening? And he's like, come with me. And so Tommy Lee Jones leads him to like, just out of town.
Mm.
There's a big, like, a ditch just with loads of Tommy Lee Jones' dead. Because they've
it's the Grand Canyon. It's filled with Tommy Lee Joneses.
They've sent... This alien, Tommy Lee Jones, has sent... a robot version of him for every message he's ever sent.
He hasn't reused it.
Yeah. Well, he can't. They can't get back.
This is where we go to die. And so, it's the, like, Grand Canyon filled with Tommy Lee Joneses.
Basically, in order to send the message, Tommy Lee Jones has to come from Mars and then, with all the rest of the power he has in his body, send a broadcast back to Mars.
Cool. And then that drains his battery.
Yeah, and then he falls in this ditch. And over every single message they've sent has been another one of them. And I want to say that the alien feels that death every single time because they're psychically linked.
Oh, my God.
So, So,
who's the alien played by? Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, no, it's Tommy Lee Jones. That's the thing. It's a copy of the alien from Mars. But this is the real one.
Okay.
So he's arrived and he's an alien and he's like, I'm really glad to see you, Brendan Fraser. And Brendan Fraser's like, I'm glad you can be here. Here's your room. And then they're just roommates. And I tell you what, to make it kind of work, their house, like, they end up setting it up just like the set of the sitcom that Brendan Fraser was on.
Yeah, yeah. What sitcom? What was the sitcom called?
You
cool
and me.
Being me.
You and me, by the sea, and it's you and me by the sea, and it was
it's
it
a
was
house
about
in Santa Monica.
Yeah, it's a house in Santa Monica, and it was about Brendan Fraser played a lifeguard.
Mm.
And the other guy, who was the kind of comedy fall character, played a wacky ship's captain.
So Tommy Lee Jones playing a wacky ship's captain.
Well, yeah. he really liked, like, Brendan Fraser's character, but he was like, I want to be your wacky ship's captain to your Brendan Fraser's character.
I
want to
be your wacky ship's captain.
Yeah. Yeah. So they, like, make Tommy Lee Jones gets this, like, whole, like ship, like, the decor of his room in his house in the kind of after credit scene is sort of like,
that could be the subtitle. Space Postman, I could be your wacky ship's captain.
I suppose I should have made him a postman, really.
Yeah. Oh well.
Fuck
ship's
it.
Captain.
Fuck whatever.
It. All right. So that was Space Postman.
Yeah. How did you like that one?
That was a good one.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was heartwarming.
It was heartwarming. Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to pull too many like punches on that one. I didn't want to have too much tongue in cheek.
Because you knew mine was coming later.
Yeah.
So yeah, what have you got to pitch to me?
So, this is from Dwatg. I get to say it this time.
Dwatg,
the Don't Worry About the Government podcast.
Dwatg, or the sound of a teardrop falling in a body of water.
Dwatg.
Dwatg.
We've got The Girl with Phosphorescent Friends.
Phosphorescent Friends. What does phosphorescent mean?
It means it glows like
bioluminescent.
Like the.
What does phosphorus mean?
Do you want
man?
Me to? It's a element, you shit. Let me find you a description of phosphorescent.
This is just buying my time.
Phosphorescent.
Phosphorescent Friends.
Oh, yeah, it's glow in the dark, basically.
Mm.
Anything glow in the dark that sort of like absorbs light during the day and then re-emits it slowly during the night. That's phosphorescent.
Okay, so I'm thinking. Family movie.
Yep.
Where there's a kind of Mara Wilson in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Just about. Yeah, I don't really like that movie, so I only watched it once.
That kind of age group of young girl. She is called.
Is that before or after Matilda?
Before.
Okay. That's all you needed to say.
A few years before Matilda. Yeah, she is. Think Mara Wilson in Mrs. Doubtfire. She is a girl who is afraid of the dark.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. Cool.
And every night, she goes to sleep. Well, she gets put in a room and she just sees terrifying things.
Is that because she's been through something? Like her like family got caught in a hurricane or something like that?
Well, maybe there could be something like that. But also, maybe she's living with her grandparents and it's not really explained. But
okay, yeah.
Like, yeah, that kind of thing. And yeah, she gets, what's it called? Sleep paralysis.
Oh, shit, yeah. Wow, yeah. That is an off-mainstream thing to make a film about.
Yeah, I'm surprised there hasn't been a film.
You'll have to do a lot of exposition on what sleep paralysis is, because not even our meta sort of
really,
audience...
People don't know what sleep paralysis is.
People don't know what sleep paralysis is, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised, like, it's not a big
not
thing that people
thing.
Know about.
No.
Right, so, well, sleep paralysis...
Because people sort of, like, go, had a nightmare. Like, that's... The sleep paralysis just really isn't... Unless you've had it, and then have had it explained to you.
Well, I'll explain to it now. Explain to people now. Sleep paralysis is... when you fall asleep, your body automatically shuts off... I think it's your motor system, so
yeah.
You can't move.
It puts a chemical into your body, meaning that, you know, if you're running in your dream, you don't start running out
of your
bed.
Yeah. It's sort of like an evolutionary thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you are stuck. But if you wake up during that point...
Mm-hmm.
And your mind is still sort of processing dream lucid states.
Yeah.
So it often manifests itself in like a being over you.
Because like you can't move your limbs. You're awake.
Mm.
You can't move your limbs. And that creates a panic response.
Yeah.
Because it feels like you're being weighed down.
And because you've got the panic response, you're seeing all this fearful stuff, and that just makes it worse. I think the best advice I think my friend gave me was that if you get it, you just remember that it is just sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's sleep paralysis. Normally manifests itself in like a shadowy figure or something looming over someone's bed. So yeah, she gets that. The shadowy figure played by I was going to say Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, why not?
Willem Dafoe
would do a nice shadowy figure.
Willem Dafoe, but his face is painted like a glow in the dark Day of the Dead mask.
Oh yeah, like skull over it.
Yeah
okay.
And that's what she dreams about.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to her grandma, played by...
Man, that'd be a wide skull, huh?
Yeah.
Like, you know how skulls sort of have that light bulb shape?
Yeah.
So it goes out of the top and then down straight at the bottom.
It's just a square.
It goes out of the top and then out again at the bottom for Willem Dafoe's wide face.
So yeah, it's like, I'm coming to get you, Jessica.
Can we just make sure this is better than Death Note?
Yeah, well, it's... Yeah, no, well, it's going to be, because it's not hard. So, yeah, she goes to her grandparents, and like, I keep seeing him, the man! And they go to the doctors, where there's all this exposition about sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Because that's what we need. And...
thank God, because I thought you were going to do a whole, like, psychiatrists are bad, medicate me thing
whole
spin.
No. So, they say, it's just something that happens.
Yeah.
Can't do anything about it.
This is all exposition given to the mum.
Yeah.
Played by... the grandma.
Played by Maggie Smith.
Oh, do we have to?
Yeah.
Every time. All right, yeah, I like Maggie Smith, don't get me wrong. I just, you know, whatever.
She's like, really? What can we do to protect her from it? And she's like, well, there's nothing. So, yeah, you're fucked.
Who's playing this psychologist? Child psychologist person.
David Hyde Pierce. Playing the child psychologist. Because I'm pretty sure that's who he played in Frasier, a child psychologist.
Yeah, okay.
Maggie Smith and...
Well, psychologist.
Maggie Smith and Rutger Hauer, the two grandparents, they sort of come together and buy her these glow-in-the-dark toys.
Okay.
All have different sort of personalities. One is sort of... a legally distinct replica of one of the ghosts from Pac-Man.
Yeah, okay. Which one? Inky, Blinky, or the other ones?
Take a pick. It's like the cast of Stranger Things. Just take a pick.
Choose your favourite.
Choose your favourite.
In fact, this later when they when we voice them, we'll be played by one of the cast of Stranger Things.
Yeah, yeah.
Choose your favourite.
Yeah, there's a Blinky from Pac-Man. One of them is like, I don't know. One of them's a cat.
Yeah. Okay.
Voiced by Alison Brie.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah.
Is she always fucking voicing cats?
Couldn't tell you why I was thinking of that.
Two times she's voiced a cat.
Always voicing cats.
I'm gonna cast her in the next Homeward Bound.
Yeah, toys. One of them's just a ball with legs.
Ball with legs and eyes.
And eyes.
BB-8.
Yeah. One of them's just BB-8.
BB-8. I want to say, like, one's an octopus.
Yeah, yeah. And they're all bioluminescent, all different colours. And then sleep paralysis happens again.
Phosphorescent.
Yeah. Well, they're all glow in the dark.
Yeah, and none of them are biological.
No, none of them are biological.
Could be biological.
And when she has sleep paralysis, obviously because she's got sleep paralysis, she looks over, she's still in a dream, all these toys come to life, and she ends up going into this dream world that's all sort of like, well, I mean like bioluminescence.
I like the idea
It looks like Avatar in a cave.
I tell you what, Maggie Smith... Mm. It's not even just that many... It's not just that few things. She actually paints her whole room. She paints... Maggie Smith is an artist. She paints her whole room with, like, mountains
with
castles...
glow-in-the-dark paint.
And glow-in-the-dark
paint.
Yeah,
yeah. So they go on, like, a fantasy adventure to kill or, like, defeat the Willem Dafoe Day of the Dead.
It's like that painterly style that they wanted to do for Tangled, but in a kind of phosphorescent, Tim Burton-esque contrast style.
It looks like, well, I mean, the whole, like, it's kind of like a 2D world.
Yeah.
Where they're just walking up and down
I'm thinking sort of like a heavy contrast version of, you know, the snowman, not the one with, not the horror
new one.
The walking in the air snowman.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But I'm also thinking like
3D, but in 2D.
I'm thinking like Pixar doing
it's a little too shiny for me.
If Little Big Planet had glow in the dark shit.
Yeah, because I'm going to struggle to. I don't want people walking left to right. I mean, I know it's just your thing, but I just feel like
I think it'll look pretty cool.
I just feel like the shot from her bed, right? And we could get a POV shot from her from her bed. You can see all the walls of her room. Mm. Like, I feel it's cool to have that look that you can move through.
Well, yeah, maybe she shrinks to the size of these toys, and also has her own sort of glow about her.
Yeah,
as she sort of gets to the edge of the bed and looks around, and all these mountains and landscapes Maggie Smith has painted has come to life.
Yeah.
And then they go on this adventure where they go to destroy the Willem Dafoe monster, while also looking into her own, into the reasons why she has sleep paralysis, why she can't sleep at night, and that is because her parents are gone.
Okay.
And Willem Dafoe played her dad.
Well, okay, yes. Yeah. I also want to say, like, that's a good idea. That's good. That's nice Jumanji style callback.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I think his body's like a twisting shadow thing because, like, they died in a storm, like a big tornado.
Like a tornado, yeah.
And all the power went out.
It's kind of like it's a weird mixture of like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
James and the Giant Peach, and Inside Out.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of...
Like, I want to say
James and the Giant Peach meets Inside Out with Alice in Wonderland in a kind of Tim Burton glow-in-the-dark world.
So the first few scenes with Maggie Smith and Mara Wilson, like, there'll be TV in the background where there are scenes of rebuilding. Of people Katrina style kind of rebuilding stuff. People in wrecked homes and that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's just settling in. Mara Wilson's just settling into the house. Yeah, like Willem Dafoe's as the monster's body is this dark shadow, swirling shadow thing, and like during the night when her parents died, like the whole thing was she got they sent her down into the cellar, and they didn't make it down to the cellar, and then all the power went out, so the cellar had no light in it.
Yeah. And then she's got to defeat the tornado at the end.
Yes.
Make up your own adventure how to get there.
Yeah. But I feel like at the end...
Also, Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Like, I feel like...
That would be more what it's like, really.
A little bit, but I don't want to be too close. It's Wizard of Oz for the modern era.
Yeah.
And I think his skull face thing, at the end of the... the end of the film, you see her like working on something when Maggie Smith comes in, and she's got one of those little Maggie Smith phosphorescent paints, and she's painted a skull mask onto a picture of her dad, so that he can be next to her,
to fight off the monster when he comes back.
That was nice.
I kind of want to see that made.
Yeah.
Like, especially... Well, like, something in that style, though, with the sort of black background and everything's glowing.
Phosphorescent-y stuff. Yeah.
No. So, yeah. Thank you for those titles.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Dwatagu
for that one. And Tom Ockren Hegarty for Space Postman.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hopefully, you've enjoyed this week, like...
Little strip
change
down.
For this week.
Yeah.
As October sort of taken out of us, so we've decided to
have a little beach.
Get one in the bag.
Beach bottle episode.
Beach bottle episode. Remember to go to facebook.com/Life's a Pitch podcast and Twitter @Life's a Pitch go to give us your titles any time of the week, although we do ask for genres. And if you want to help choose the genre, go to patreon.com/Life's a Pitch podcast. Donate the $1 thing and you will be able to vote on the genres. The upcoming weeks will probably be... We're not doing conventional genres, are we?
No, we'll be doing crazy, kooky genres chosen by our patrons. So there literally has never been a better time to do that.
Yeah.
But also, if you've enjoyed all the stuff we put into the last few episodes this month... maybe if they've been of value to you, if you've enjoyed them, then maybe kick some a little bit of moolah our way so that we can keep on doing it without feeling like we should be trying to not die by working more.
So until next time, I've been Tom McGrath.
I've been Matt Turner.
And until
you have to fight off a giant darkness phosphorescent monster with only your space postman friend for guidance.
Well done. Remember who pitched it.
Bye!
Well done. I was like, do we merge the two? Yes, or do we...